You're tuned into Harpistry. I'm Valerie Green. This Thursday, November 1st, at the Acadiana Center for the Arts, Colombian jazz harpist Edmar Castañeda will be performing live with his trio at 7:30 p.m. You've heard me feature his recordings for years here on Harpistry, and now's your chance to experience this one-of-a-kind, unique musician live. I promise you, this is music that you have never heard in Lafayette before. To give you a taste of his improvisatory style, here's a cut from his collaboration with jazz pianist Hiromi from their live in Montreal recording. Following that, we'll hear the interview that I recorded with Edmar. Thank you. I'm so very pleased to welcome jazz harpist Edmar Castaneda to the show today. He'll be performing Thursday, November 1st at the Acadiana Center for the Arts at 7:30 p.m. as part of their jazz series this season. And I want to give a little bit of background about Edmar. He's originally from the South American country of Colombia, and he's shared the stages with iconic artists such as Sting and Ricky Lee Jones, Paco de Lucia, and Paquito de Rivera. And I have to read this one quote, Edmar, because I think it really, really describes and defines your style very well. It says, "He's acclaimed as a master of realizing beautiful complexities of time while skillfully drawing out lush colors and dynamic spirit and crafting almost unbelievable feats of cross rhythms, layered with chordal nuances, rivaling the most celebrated flamenco guitarist's efforts." I love that quote because it sounds so much. It's such a great description about your playing.
Well, I never hear it from someone else. Oh. I read it, but it's going to say, wow, really?
Yes, of course. Yes, definitely. Let's get started. So how did you start playing the harp? I know your father's a harpist, so I'm sure that was part of the catalyst of getting you to play the harp. Is that right?
No, actually, you know, my father and mother got separated when I was like 3 years old. So I never had a chance to live with my dad. He was a pianist in Colombia. So I see him a couple times a year, but I was inspired by his musical stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. And then in Colombia, this one part of Colombia, we play harp, this Llanera harp or this folk harp. And then when I was 7 years old, my mom took me to a school of music to learn this folk music, to dance, you know. And then the harp was the main instrument. I saw it that day and I was like, wow, I'm born to play this. I was like, I need to play this instrument. And since that time, I got the chance to have a harp when I was 13. And that's when I started playing the harp in Colombia.
So it's when you saw the harp being played in this folkloric setting, it spoke to you. In other words, it set your soul.
It set your soul on fire,
right?
Yeah, it was actually not even the sound. I saw the harp standing in the school. You know.
Ah. Okay.
And I was like, wow. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow, great to find you. I feel. I remember the feeling. You know, it was like I could play it. You know,
yeah.
That was my first time. It was like, and then it took me a couple of years to get a harp. You know, when I was 13. But, mm-hmm. But it's really a blessing to play this instrument.
Definitely, definitely. Well, you've definitely taken the harp to a new and virtuosic heights. So tell me how you developed your unique and signature style, because it is very, very different from anything else that's out there.
So I start with the folk music, with the Llanera harp. This music that it's that we share with Venezuela, Colombia and Venezuela, we play this music. It's a very similar music to flamenco, and then you improvise a lot on this music. Like I say, I started 13 harp, and then at 16 years old, because of my dad, he moved to the States. He brought my sister and I. And then I arrived in New York when I was 16, and I met jazz for the first time here in high school. So mm-hmm. I was like, wow, what is this music? And, you mm-hmm. know, they were playing Take the Atrium by Duke Ellington.
Mm-hmm.
And I just started looking for all this music, you know, like who is Miles, who is Charlie Parker, who is blah, blah, blah. And then I started playing trumpet in high school, and then I went to college to study trumpet, all because I wanted to learn this language of jazz. And it didn't have any studies for harp.
Mm-hmm.
So I just keep playing trumpet. And then, but at the same time, I was playing harp every night.
Mm-hmm.
So I was learning all this vocabulary of jazz. And then at night, I just go and play on my harp and try to figure out how to make it work, some of that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much how I create this way of playing the harp, you know, inspired by jazz, by world music, you know, like everything, Piazzolla, Paco, Stravinsky, Miles, you know, New York.
Right. It seems like you've melded all of those particular styles and influences and just took them and made them into something that's very unique, that's your own style. And I know that it you took some of the South American harp traditions, like the percussiveness of the South American harps. And
yeah, we our music is very percussive, and like I said, we improvise, but we never use bass lines.
Oh,
we
okay.
just play more like a guitarist, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I create this way without thinking, you know, making bass lines with my left hand and doing the other stuff with the right hand, you know. So the instrument sounds like two or three instruments at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it really does. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's something that came out, you know. I always say that it's playing the harp is a gift from God, and it's a revelation by Him to do this thing on the harp, and it's for others, you know, it's for the people I play for.
Definitely.
For to bring His presence to people, you know.
Definitely, because it definitely speaks to people's souls. And it comes from your soul into their souls. And that's how I feel when I listen to your music. It's like a gift from your soul to my soul. And it's very, very, very much a blessing, very much a blessing to me, too. I definitely agree. And do you play your harp with your fingernails or with the pads of your fingers? Because I know there's several different styles.
Yeah, like usually harpists in South America use nails,
mm-hmm.
and in Europe or like the classical harp, they don't use nails. I use only one hand, the right hand with nails, like a guitarist,
mm-hmm.
and for the bass, I use just the fingers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I do it. I don't know, you know, everyone has a different way.
Yeah, it works for you, right?
Yeah, it works for me, perfect.
And I know that Camac is a very respected harp making company in France, and that they made a custom harp for you, the EC Anera harp. What's the difference between this custom Camac harp and the traditional Arpa Llanera that you've played in the past?
Yeah, so I started playing trying to change the harp in Colombia, or the traditional harp, for many years, and then when I met. The president of this company, Camac Jacques,
mm-hmm.
we became really good friends. And then I told him the dream that I had, you know, I want a harp like this, but with the sound of the traditional harp and adding some levers. It's a little levers or things that you go on each string and you can do sharps.
Mm-hmm.
You can change keys really quick, you know. Traditional, we don't have that, so you have to play one key.
Right.
And then you have to retune the instrument, stop the whole music and retune. With these levers, you have the way to do it quick on the spot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a dream for me, and they did it, you know. We collaborate together to develop this instrument, and I'm very honored to give my name for this harp, you know. It's really an amazing instrument. And
right.
Now to see all the harpists in the whole world playing this instrument is really is good.
Very wonderful, yeah. And also, it's electrified as well, too, correct?
It's an acoustic instrument, but okay. I found a way to make it like with pickups to find to separate the sound of the bass and the high of the treble of mm-hmm. the harp, you know. But it's an acoustic instrument, you know, with pickups.
Okay, okay. Because I thought it was a fully electric harp all this time. Because it's so.
No. It's acoustic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. I'm always trying to develop things so I find a way to make it sound, you know, separate.
Yeah. Well, no, you have four recordings to your credit, but your most recent recording has been the one live in Montreal with jazz pianist Hiromi. And I have to tell you, I air cuts from that CD a lot because they're very dynamic and the musical interplay between you two is just so engaging. It just makes you sit up and take notice. How did this collaboration with you and Hiromi come about?
We met in Montreal Jazz Festival 2 years ago. I was opening for her trio. Mm-hmm. We didn't know each other in that time, so I played, and I remember that she was backstage, or like watching the set, and then I just saw her play with the trio, and I was like, wow, and then she said, wow, to me, and we were like, wow, you play, and then I say, well, I hope one day we can, you know, play together, it would be so good, and then two weeks later, something happened with her group, and she was playing at the Blue Note in New York. And she called me, you want to come and play duo? You know, I need to, for this week, and say, oh, I can do this 2 days. Let's do it. I came to the sound chair. We play, and it sounds like we played for many years before, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a really good connection. We understand so well to communicate and to play together. And then after playing at the Blue Note, we were like, wow, let's tour, you know. Let's do something. And that's what we did this whole last year touring, and we did this live album at Montreal where we met a year before, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really special recording.
Yes, definitely.
In collaboration with Hiromi.
Yeah, definitely. It's one of my favorites, I have to tell you.
Yeah, no, it's really, it's really tough.
Oh, and in addition to all your innovative approach to jazz, I see that you've written some symphonic works as well. Can you tell me about some of those and how those came about?
I have a piece written for chamber orchestra, inspired by Psalms of the Bible and my wife, and just it's a mix of about love and about rhythms from Colombia. And it has three movements, this piece, and it's really so fun to play, you know, to mix the pedal harp, the classical harp. I play that one too, mm-hmm. In my way, not as a classical player. And I mix these two harps with the orchestra, you know, using folk, jazz, and classical technique, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really fun, and I have the opportunity to play in different parts of the world and in orchestras, and it's really fun.
Any chance that these will be recorded one day to be released?
Right now I'm working on my new album, but after that, I think next year I will start doing this because I really wanted to have it. It's really, I love it, you know.
Oh, I would love, I know I would love to hear that. And I'm sure all my listeners would love to hear that as well, too.
Yeah, and it's not many, works for harp and orchestra, you know.
Mm-hmm, right.
So it's for the orchestra. It's also with the ones that I played before, they were really having fun, you know, like, wow, to use this harp in this way. And you know, the interaction is really good.
Awesome. Now, who's going to be in your band on this tour? I know it's a trio. Who's going to be accompanying you on this this tour?
Yeah, we're going to be with Shlomi Cohen. It's a great saxophone player from Israel. And then it's going to be Henry Cole on drums. And we're going to make some music, some South American jazz, New York, and music.
Oh, I can't wait to hear that. That's going to be wonderful. Is your wife going to be singing with you?
I think so. Yeah, we have to. I'm still trying to figure out because we have something at school. So, but I hope she can make it. It would be great to, you know, to have this special guest for that night. You know,
definitely. Yes, we'd love to hear her sing. We really would. Well, I think that's about all the time that we've got for right now. So I just want to again remind everyone that Ed Marr will be performing at the Acadiana Center for the Arts on Thursday, November the 1st at 7:30 p.m. as part of their jazz series this season. Again, Ed Marr, thank you so much for...
No, thank you to you. I hope to see a lot of people there. It's going to be a blast.
It definitely will be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we're gonna promote it for you over here. So definitely, we're gonna pack the place for you.
Yeah, I know it's gonna be. Yeah, I know it's gonna be fun.
It definitely will. Thanks again, Edmar.
Thank you. God bless.
Huge thank you to Edmar Castaneda for granting that interview here on Harpistry. Before the interview, we heard a cut from his live in Montreal with his collaboration with jazz pianist Hiromi, a piece called Fire, a very appropriate tune, too. And to give you a teaser of what you might hear on Thursday night, here's Edmar with his trio from his recording Entre Cuerdas. Halloween on Wednesday, and I had to include a few seasonal tunes on the show. We just heard from Cécile Corbel from Brittany from her first recording, Harpe Celtique et Chant du Monde. We heard a piece titled Bran. And before that, we heard from Rüdiger Oppermann from his recording, Unchain My Harp. We heard Tarantella. And starting that set was the trio, Edmar Castaneda's trio, from his recording, Entre Cuerdas. We heard Song of Hope. Again, Edmar will be giving a performance at the Acadiana Center for the Arts this Thursday, November 1st, at 7:30 p.m. This is a show I'm sure Lafayette will not forget soon. It's going to be very unique and very dynamic. Next up, we've got music by the Pusies from Scotland.
If it's power which inflames people's hearts, we've seen the dangers that release. That fire one day will blow this world apart, lest we learn to live with peace. We build fires all
Thank you.
Some seasonal music in that last set, celebrating Halloween. We just heard from Maggie Sansone on the Hammer Dulcimer from her recording A Traveler's Dream. We heard Samhain Set, which was All Hallows Eve and The Seeker. That was followed by Bear Dance. And we started that set with The Pussies from Scotland, from their recording Raise Your Head, the wonderful tune called We Built Fires. This has been Harpistry, produced in the studios of KRVS at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. I'm Valerie Green. Until next time, thanks for joining me on Harpistry.
This is nonprofit public radio. You can tell because of the high quality of what you hear each day. You can also tell because you're listening to a fund drive. Public radio asks you directly to support this service. Think about all you've heard on this station just in the past few months. That's what your gifts are being spent on, bringing you quality radio. And when you continue to listen to your public radio station and you hear something you really like, you'll know that you made it possible. So thank you. If you haven't yet made that contribution, please give today during our fundraiser at www.krvs.org.
Hi, this is Sally O'Donlan from the College of Liberal Arts at UL Lafayette. I listen to KRVS because I enjoy hearing the whole story told thoughtfully. I also really like Night Train on Tuesday evening, The Blues Box on Friday morning, and Selected Shorts on Friday afternoon. Please join me in supporting KRVS Public Radio.
This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.